Russ Talks, stiffness and skin complaints. Russ Talks is made of poison ivy, a poisonous North American plant that brings people who come into contact with it out in an itchy and sometimes painful rash caused by the sap that it produces. This remedy has two big areas of use in at-home prescribing. The first is skin issues, and the second is the muscles and joints. This remedy is invaluable for very itchy, burning skin rashes, often with blisters. The affected skin feels a little better for warm applications or warm baths. It's one of the main remedies to think about for chickenpox and shingles, and it's also called for in cold sores and allergic skin reactions that fit the picture. The typical Russ Talks skin condition is inflamed and red, and where there is blistering, these are often clear fluid-filled blisters on red bases, as is typical in chickenpox. Especially where the eyes or face are affected in an allergic reaction, the skin can be quite swollen. In terms of first aid applications, this is an important remedy to think about for the joints and muscles. It's a very helpful remedy for strains, sprains, backache, and rheumatic pains. And where Russ Talks is the correct remedy, these pains are usually aggravated in damp weather, whether that's after an injury or as part of an arthritic condition. One of the key indications is that when you start to move after having been still, for example, if you've been sitting or lying for some time, the affected joint or limb is very stiff and painful on initial movement, but then limbers up and eases during continued use. So think of this remedy for stiffness and soreness after overuse of individual muscles or joints. When at rest, the patient is often physically restless as they can't quite get comfortable, and there's often a desire to stretch the affected limb or limbs. The musculoskeletal problems helped by this remedy can feel bruised, tearing, numb or prickling, and these pains are often temporarily relieved by the application of warmth, such as a hot water bottle or a warm shower or bath, and usually the affected parts feel much better for massage or rubbing. As well as chickenpox and shingles, it can be a useful remedy in other acute illnesses that feature fever and an achy body, such as flu. And again, you're looking to match the overall picture in these acute illnesses. In these types of situations, the glands may be swollen and painful. There may be a heavy feeling in the head with pain located in the back of the head or the nape of the neck. The jaw might feel stiff and the body will be achy, stiff and restless. The person needing this remedy in this sort of state is likely to have a thirst for cold water or cold milk, and the illness may include diarrhea. They may have an intermittent fever and feel easily chilled. Sometimes a small red triangle just on the tip of the tongue is a useful indicator of this remedy. The emotional state related to this remedy is not necessarily as marked as it is with some other remedies. However, where it exists, it can display as a low-level confusion or a restless anxiety that is usually worse at night. Physical and psychological restlessness is definitely part of the picture.